With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he'll decide within the next 10 days whether to order a United States military strike on Iran. But at the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville, one expert says Iran's mountainous terrain, combined with various ethnic factions which control parts of the country, make any military strike a tricky proposition. Dr. Glenn Durr is professor of international studies at Cedarville University in Ohio.
There's an estimated 130 different nuclear sites that, when pieced together, could lead to the breakout of a nuclear weapon. And so finding all of that information, making sure that factions don't fight, I don't think anyone will want to go into Iran, but we also need to stop them from striking Israel, from a breakout for a nuclear weapon. And so that's the delicacy of this moment, is trying to do all those things together.
The National Religious Broadcasters 2026 conference continues today in Nashville. And as the president mulls his options for Iran, a military buildup in the Middle East goes on, with the president dispatching another aircraft carrier to the region and the Russians conducting military drills with their ally, Iran. The economy was on Mr. Trump's mind as he paid a visit to Georgia the other day.
And I have to listen to the fake news talking about affordability, affordability. You notice, what word have you not heard over the last 2 weeks? Affordability. Because I've won. I've won affordability.
Cleanup is the order of the day across storm-battered parts of the Midwest, with fierce winds, hail, and even some tornadoes doing a good deal of damage last night. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 17 points, while the NASDAQ futures 22 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 2 points. This is SRN News. The annual 40 Days for Life campaign is underway.
From now through March 29th, pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in more than 650 cities in the U.S. and around the world and silently pray for the babies and the mothers. Since 40 Days got underway in 2007, organizers report more than 26,000 women have decided not to have an abortion. Nearly 300 clinic workers have quit their jobs, and almost 200 clinics have closed. 40 Days holds campaigns in the spring and fall each year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey Catholic diocese outside Philadelphia has agreed to pay $180 million in a priest sexual abuse settlement, the latest in a church scandal set off more than two decades ago. The Camden Diocese, like Mothers Nationwide, filed for bankruptcy amid a torrent of lawsuits after the statute of limitations was relaxed. Other large priest abuse settlements reached by the Catholic Church in the U.S. include $880 million in L.A. SRN News. These are times when the job of a medical professional can be especially challenging, given the patient in this scenario, and this was one of those times.
It all began when experts in the U.S. went to Africa to help an endangered white rhino with a life-threatening parasitic eye infection. Doctors quickly realized surgery was not an option, so they developed a plan based on a program where animals are taught to participate in their own care. They administered eye drops to the rhino, and it worked. By the way, there's no word if the rhino had any trouble tilting his head back for those eye drops. Probably not. Jason Walker reporting.
At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. has won its third gold medal in women's hockey, beating Canada 2-1. California's Alyssa Liu takes the gold in figure skating, ending a 24-year Olympic drought for the American women. More details at srnnews.com.